Chapter 3, Sales Success for the Rookie, How to Succeed at Sales Right from the Start, by Steve Lentini. Be upfront and go for no. How many salespeople are comfortable going for no? We worry about rejection. We cannot relax. And yet, starting at no is more fun and it takes the pressure off of both of you. Here's a tip. You cannot lose what you do not have. So instead of going for no early, we let the customer have control of the sale, and we waste time and resources and calls that are going nowhere. We wait and wonder if the customer finds value in what we say. Let me suggest a different approach. Give your customer or prospect the opportunity to say no and watch what happens. I guarantee that 70 to 80% of the time, the real dialogue will begin after the first no. Here's an example of giving your customer or prospect the opportunity to say no. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Prospect, for inviting me in. I've prepared an agenda for our time together. Do you mind if I review it? I'm going to ask you some questions about your company and then ask what questions you have of me. After our exchange, if you cannot see a reason for our two companies to get together for now, for this moment, would you mind sharing that with me? I'm okay with no. If, on the other hand, you do see a reason to move forward, would you let me know that as well? Then together we can determine what the next step will be. Are you okay with that? Giving your prospect the opportunity to say no is refreshing. A salesperson who's trying to take the pressure off of them will surprise them. Here's a tip. No is a salesperson's friend. Relax at no and go with it and find gold. If they say no, ask them why. Listen carefully. Your true selling starts here. For example, after your questions, you ask, well, Mr. and Ms. Prospect, have you heard or seen any reason for me to continue? If they respond no, now ask, may I ask why? Let's suppose the prospect responds with, well, I'm happy with my current supplier and I'm not going to change. You could respond, I appreciate that. I have lots of long-term customers. Under what circumstances would you consider a change?